3. If Briar was hoping for a quiet first day, it wasn't to be. 30 minutes before their first appointment, the door to the unit buzzed open. 4 guards entered the room, escorting 3 inmates in full restraints, hands bound in front of them. Murphy quickly patted them down, checking for any hidden weapons. The chains clinked at their wrists as they walked. She stood up from the desk where she and Dr. Walker had been reviewing the files of the incoming patients, already making notes and potential diagnoses based on Josiah's assessments. They were hoping to see all the inmates Josiah had scheduled for today and maybe some additional cases, too. After glancing through the wait list and reviewing some of the inmates' complaints, Briar and Dr. Walker had exchanged looks. It was alarming how many of these men were walking around untreated, with conditions that would have put them in the hospital in the real world. In fact, she suspected Dr. Walker was going to recommend immediate hospital transport for 1 or 2 of them. The room suddenly seemed to shrink at the arrival of these menacing men in restraints. Dr. Walker and Josiah moved forward, directing the guards where to place the inmates, but her limbs froze. A dull beat started in her ears as she surveyed them. She couldn't move. 2 of the inmates were riddled with tattoos. They were scary-looking men, ink covering every inch of their arms, necks, and faces. Her stomach churned. They were the type of men she would have crossed the street to avoid. One of the convicts bled profusely from the mouth and nose, thick crimson dripping onto his white uniform. The other one hop-walked, supported by 2 corrections officers. Even though the tattooed pair were injured and it was her job to extend care, she couldn't stop the small shudder from rolling through her. Yet even as alarming as those 2 skinheads appeared, it was the 3rd man that gave her the greatest pause, who made her heart stutter and then kick into a hard hammer that shouted, "Stay away, stay away, stay away." He was tattoo-free, as far as she could tell anyway, but that left the immense size of him and the harshness of his features to focus upon. His jaw looked like it could break granite, and his mouth was an unsmiling slash, bracketed by 2 short lines that could have possibly been dimples or smile grooves, except she was certain that he never smiled. A 3-inch bloody gash at the corner of his forehead only added to the severity of his appearance. On someone else, it might have made him look weaker, but not this guy.